Andrew, they preach team around here.
Yeah.
Out of your couple years here, special teams, defense, offense, everybody played a part today. Just talk about that.
No, absolutely. I think, you know, when offensively, when we, you know, basically are non-existent for a couple drives, you know, we survive on the play of our defense, you know, keeping it close for us. And special teams, creating a score, you know, building momentum, getting the great crowd into it. And Coach Pagano's message has always been about each other, you know, your teammate. And I think when you build an environment like that, you end up playing 60 minutes, you know, consistently. And so I think, we did that today. We played 60 minutes. You know, we're fortunate to come out on top against a very, very good Seattle team. And glad to get a win in front of, you know, in front of the home fans at Lucas Oil.
I know you.
Can you just touch a little bit just about the resilience of this team? It's like maybe down 12 points, but you guys still fight to the end.
Yeah, you know, it sure felt like a lot more than 12 points. But then you look up at the scoreboard and it's 14-12 and we're up. And it's like, what, you know, it doesn't feel like we're up. But guys keep fighting. It's been that way since I've been here. I think it's really set by, you know, Reggie Wayne, Robert Mathis, Corey Redding, the veteran guys. You know, they just play football. You know, I bet Robert doesn't even look at the scoreboard during the game. He's going, you know, as hard as he can every play. And we just try to follow him.
I realize every win is precious, but do you especially savor these fourth quarter victories, you and your teammates? Is there something different about them?
That's a good question. Like you said, at the end of the day, a win is a win. You know, if it was ugly, if it was great, if 2-minute comeback, you know, you hold on for dear life. But a chance to beat a good team, you know, in front of our home fans. We'd lost our last home game, you know, to get back on track at home. You know, we take a lot of pride in that. And you know, maybe there's something special about the close ones. But you know, a win's a win, and I'm sure, you know, you'd ask every guy in the locker room, they're happy with a win.
And your team scheme, like, what were you doing there, getting TJ so wide open?
Yeah, you know, I think nothing really changed too much. I think you know, when you have Reggie Wayne and T.Y. and DHB, they'll get open eventually. You can't consistently cover those guys 60 minutes. And you know, their corners, their secondary, they do a great job. They're long, they're physical. They keep working. A lot of respect for the way they play, and I'm sure our Wilds would say the same thing. But they just kept working, and once you get a little bit of rhythm, I think that always sort of just helps.
Were there some pretty tight windows today? I mean, and you made some great throws in spite of that. Can you just talk about that? It seemed like there were some pretty tight
windows. Yeah, you know, I think in this league there's going to be tight windows every week. You have phenomenal athletes in the secondary. And you know, they did a great job early of really constricting those windows, batting balls down. But I think we just sort of found our footing and kept working, and stuff started to click. You know, I think the corner sat a little bit on the shallower out route, if you will. And you know, when T.Y.'s running fast, not many guys that can catch him, and he had some space, and line did a great job protecting up, and you know, in those situations, I give him a ball that he doesn't have to slow down for, and let's see what happens. And you know, when he gets the ball in his hands, good things happen. It's, you know, it turns into a punt return. He starts running, good things happen.
I don't know that ultimately matters, but can you just talk about just really putting an exclamation point on getting down there and getting that extra field goal and really finishing the game that
way? You know, I do think it mattered. That extra field goal always matters, and you know, obviously we would have loved to converted on that last third down and take a knee and run the clock out, but we didn't. But a huge drive. You know, the way Trent Richardson runs, he's always falling forward. You know, Donald Brown, Reggie Wayne always makes plays in the fourth quarter, you know, when he needs to. So it was a good drive. The line, you know, hats off for them. It was tough sledding for those first couple of, you know, quarters, but you know, they just kept working, and you know, stuff started to click again.
Andrew, you guys never seemed to panic, even when you went down 12 points in the first half. What was the conversation in the huddle on the sidelines at that point?
I'll sound like a broken record, but just keep working. You know, I don't think it's in the DNA of a Pagano coach team to hang your head or to get too high when you're doing something well. There's a certain, I think, consistency in his approach is, you know, very methodical and you know, always, you know, has that great energy that you're playing hard no matter what the circumstances.
Andrew, excuse me if you already answered the question, but what was the difference in the second half? 11 of 16 for you, 132 yards. Was it more in their rhythm in the second half?
Yeah, you know, I think so. It's hard for me to say. I think without looking at the film, I probably have a better answer for you tomorrow. But yeah, it just felt like we got in a better rhythm. And running the ball always helps. We can get those, you know, the run game going. It helps the pass game. We started using the snap count a little more. They were doing a great job up front. So a lot of factors, but I'll have a better answer for you tomorrow.
With the Titans losing, the first time you've ever been in first place in division, does that feel good or not matter?
Yeah, it'll feel good if it's week, you know, last week of the season. But for now, I guess it's better than the alternatives.